Morning, Kol Yedidenu, Kederev Shabbos. I hope that these few words find you all happy, healthy, calm, connected to Rebbeinu Shlomo and connected to each other, focused in a positive way in the situation which we find ourselves in. Be'ez Hashem, looking forward to moving on a little bit from the situation which we find ourselves at the moment. Just a few words that I'd like to share which are relevant to the parasha and relevant to today. Today, as we know, is Pesach Sheni. We didn't say Tachnun this morning. Not many people have a minig to eat matzah today. And I'd just like to just share with you one important message that we can take from Pesach Sheni. Very interesting yontif. But one very important yisoy that we can take from it is the following. We can learn from Pesach Sheni that it's never too late for a person to have an opportunity to be able to be zeicher to a hasag in avodas Hashem, to be able to zeicher to achieve any area in Torah, in avoda. Often in life we get to situations where things are late, things are delayed. Perhaps the first time which we could have had a chance, whether it's in learning, whether it's in other area of avoda, things, opportunities have come and gone by. For many of us, life is a series of missed opportunities. But what we learn from Pesach Sheni is that it's never too late to be able to be zeicher, to be able to get back. All these in Yonah, the mitzvahs, our achievements in Avodas Hashem, depending on simply on one thing. And that's on our real rotzen, our real cheshek and tshuka to be able to achieve it. The Loma Nigora that Klal Yisrael felt at the time relevant to Pesach Sheni. Emes, if you think about it, the yontiv, the whole chiddush of Pesach Sheni, is against all the klolim of the way we regularly understand the way that the avoda and certainly zmanim or karbonos are fixed. You know, there's kimat nothing which is more kavua, more fixed than the time at which any one particular korban can be brought. And korban Pesach is certainly an example of such. It's relevant to the moed. There's a certain time when it's connected to the, where the shaychus to the Zman allows it and calls for it to be brought. To be able to have a second chance to begin a Korban Pesach, l'chir is against all the klolim, it's tied to a certain time. You've missed the time for whatever reason that may be. But it doesn't seem to make sense, b'chlal, that there should be something as doing a Korban Pesach at any other time than the Zman of Yudalad on the Moed of Pesach, Yudalad of Chodesh Nisan. However, because there was a great tshuka and a great cheshek for Klal Yisrael to be able to do this mitzvah with the inyanim, that the grace kite of what Korban Pesach represents, they felt within themselves as something that they can't miss. It's something which they have to be able to do. And because of that hargosha, because of that elevated feeling of Klal Yisrael, there was zeicha to be mechadished a second time and a second opportunity to do something which is really so time related. And that's the inyan of bringing Korban Pesach the second time, which was today. From which we can learn a very important message in Avoda. And that is that even though there may be things which we could have done at a more appropriate time, we could have achieved at various stages and opportunities, whatever they may have been. However, it's never too late to be able to be zeicher, to be able to chap our chelik, whether it's a certain hesper and hasoga in Torah, whether it's a certain amount that we want to learn, a certain seder, a certain chizuk in avoda, other inyonim which a person wants to be mashlim with himself. It's always something which you can still do if you really want to. You can never look back and say, but I missed the chance, I can't do it. There isn't, that's the message of Pesach Sheni. You may have missed the chance, but you can still do it. The chance is still there. You've missed the first opportunity, but there's still an opportunity to do whatever you feel that you would like to see yourself achieving. Get that moedik chizuk from today. And don't delay any longer areas of inyonim of chizuk, which we would like to do, because we have a chance, we always have an opportunity to be able to do so. I say over often, the member from the Rebbe's used to say, a message in life generally, says, Alamol Shpet, aber Kemol Nisht Zushpet. It's always late. It's late for us to get ourselves together with our chizuk, whichever ends kite in avoid and various things which we know that we have to apply ourselves to do more seriously. In Torah, in avoid, in Midas, whatever it may be. In Kedusha, no difference. Says Alamol Shpet. Nobody can ever say that he's used the time when it should be fully. Aber Kemol Nisht Zushpet. never too late is it ever for a person to say that he can't do this anymore. This is something which his life's opportunity doesn't give him to do any longer. It's nishtamas. And that's the Yisrael of Pesach Sheni B'chlal Meken Alamol Chatan, something which we really want, however late it may be, however it seems that appropriate time is no longer, it's no longer suitable for this, whatever it is. Aber Meken Amavil, if there's an emissar feeling, a sentiment of Lomani Gora, we want to have it, we'll be able to achieve anything which we really feel we'd like to, however late in the day it may be. A very, very important message of Pesach Sheni. I'd like to move on to share with you something which is relevant. Chinuch, we try to learn Chinuch a little bit in the Seder of Parshas HaShavua, a few minutes. There's a very famous Chinuch in this week's Parsha, which we all know about the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. And just to remind ourselves of the very important verta that he says, and he says the following, the Inyan of Sfira is, because the Kabbalah Satoira is something which is so important for us, Kol Ikron Shel Yisrael, everything which we stand for is about the learning and the Kiyum of Torah. The whole Shomayim Va'oretz was only Nivra for this purpose. The whole Seid of Yitzias Mitzrayim only happened for the purpose of Kabbalah Satoira. And he explains it very tight in the Psukim. Gevaltige Verta, I don't want to deny the opportunity of everybody to look inside the Mitzvah Shin Vav and look at it and take the words and allow them, just absorb them and read them through. Not difficult. But he goes on to explain the following. As I say, I don't want to be too marich too much in the clip, and I just give you just a maramokim, something to look at. But he goes on to say the following. Because it's so important, therefore, nitztavinu limnois, we are commanded to count the days b'mochras yom tov shel Pesach ad yoid mesinas haTorah. Why? Laharos b'nafsheinu achefetz hagodel al hayom hanichbod v'hanichsaf lelibeinu. In order to show, to demonstrate the great cheshek that we have, the excitement, the anticipation that we have for the great day of Kabbalah Satorah, something which is so important to us. So that's shown, that's manifested itself, that's something which we demonstrate through the Seder of counting the days. The Yimne Tomid Mosa Yovo Yais HaNichsaf Eilev. Why? Ki HaMinyon Mare LaOdom Ki Chol Yishoy V'Chol Cheftzoy LaHagia LaZmanahu. Because showing, counting shows how important it is, how much he's focused, and how everything that he cares about is all in is the anticipation, the excitement for this great day. That's what the Chinuch says in the Inyan of counting Yemei HaSfira. Now, there's two things I'd like to say about this in practical. One, a practical point. I want to move the message that I think we can take from the Chinuch. Amongst other things, Beis Hashem, I'd like perhaps between now and Shavuos to refer back to this, but just let's understand one thing. The first thing he's saying is that we're counting days because of excitement, as a person does. You know, when a person looks towards an exciting occasion, a chasda, a holiday, or whatever it may be, everybody in his own life has times that he looks forward to, and he does that, and he shows his excitement through counting the days ahead of this occasion. And that's what we're doing in counting days ahead of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is something which is so meaningful for us, so exciting for us. Therefore, when a person actually does, as we're doing the Yemei HaSfira, the counting has to be a counting which is done because of excitement, because of anticipation, counting towards something which he really looks forward to. And according to the Chinuch, that actually defines the Cheftza, the what we're actually doing when we're doing this counting. And therefore, if we just get to say Hayom Tisha V'Esrim Yom, and it doesn't reflect any excitement, then the counting is somewhat meaningless. It's not doing what the excitement the counting is supposed to be. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos V'Tzivonu Al Sfiras HaOmer. A person has to think about the fact that this Shavuos is so meaningful for him, and he's counting towards it. Otherwise, I say about the Halacha, a person is Yotzei perhaps the mitzvah, but according to the Chinuch, it's missing not just the Tamei HaMitzvah. It's not just the reasons of what he's doing, but rather the actual mice of what he's doing. The counting itself is a counting which is something which declares excitement. And if it doesn't, then the counting itself is not doing the count of mice, the kind of numbering something with the meaning that it's supposed to, that this numbering, the counting is supposed to relate to. So Al Kaponim, so that defines for us the chefts of what we're doing. And we have to take it maybe, you know, it's an avoider to perhaps really think about the excitement that we have. But that's what the avoider Sfiras HaOmer is. That's number one. Number two, what I'd like to say about this chinuch is, that from this we can say Amoyed de Kechidish in the Seyde Amoyedim. We know there is discussion amongst the Meforshim about Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, whether they are commemorative occasions, whether they're reminding ourselves of the Zmanim, whether it's of the Nisim, etc., of what happened then, or whether there's rather, as some many of the Meforshim, as everybody knows, the Derech Hashem, and also the Meforshim explain that the Hashpah of the time, the Zmanim, the Moedim, are Zmanim in which repeat themselves. They are times in the year where these Inyonim happen and we can connect to. That's the Yisoy that we're aware of from many of the Meforshim. And I'd like just to say that from this Chinuch, we can see this Yisoid perhaps in the most the biggest raya for the Yisoid that the Zmanim of the Meodim are something which happen again, which we experience again annually, is from this Chinuch. Because the Chinuch says that when we count Svira out of excitement towards the occasion ahead. Now, if the Yontav of Shavuos, for example, was something which was commemorative, just in order that we should be chagig, we should stop and make a festival about something which happened in some time of history, that it isn't possible to start counting excitement towards something historic, towards something in the past. You know, simple motion, if somebody is counting towards a father's promise, a child, a new bike, whatever it may be, it's ordered to deliver in 12 days' time, so he's going to count the days in excitement towards the delivery of this bike. But if we were to look back at a time later and say, you know, the day of this is the time he got this bike, he couldn't start recounting and saying, oh, but I'm so excited to the time when the bike, which he's got at the time, sometime in history, was delivered. There's no such thing as being excited about something which is not present, which is not hoiva, which is not contemporary experience. If it's something of historic, only of something that one commemorates in some times of history, then the idea of counting excitement towards it is not shaykh. So for the Rechayru that we can see from the Chinuch that every year the Inyan of Shavuos and this excitement through Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Yontav of the Yod HaGodol V'Nichsaf Nechbad V'Nichsaf L'Libeinu is something which we experience every year, which was Zoyche again to this Hasoga of the Yontav of Shavuos. And because of that, the closeness that came about through the great Chasna of the Karabon Shalom to Klal Yisrael and giving them the Torah and giving the opportunity and the privilege to learn Torah, that happens each time. And because of that, it's possible to have this mitzvah of again, counting with excitement towards the occasion, because it's an occasion which is relevant for us now, as it was then, and it's not simply just commemorating something from that. Amaridik, I think he said, which is muchach from this chinuch, who says that the inyan of counting Yimei HaSvir is exciting towards this great occasion. And there are other things that to mention about chinuch, perhaps we'll get to that. There's one very important inyan that I'd like to relate to the Olam, perhaps briefly associated Beremiza from this week's parasha, which relates a little bit to the situation which we all find ourselves in at the moment. And the emesis, I'd like perhaps to dedicate a little bit of a discussion about various things, practical in Yonim, which I feel that we should be considering and we should be doing in the current situation. But there's something that I'd like to relate to all parents and specifically those who have school children and others at home. In this week's parasha, it says, the beginning of Emor begins, Emor al-Kohenim bnei Aaron v'amalta alem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov. The Emor v'amalta is very famous, repeated the instruction to say and then to say over again. Seems to be repetition. Rashi, the very first words of Rashi in this week's parasha says, Emor v'amalta lahazir gedoylem alaktanim. This is a hazhora which is given for all the people. All the people, all gedolim, everybody who has responsibility, lektanim for young ones, which means, as the Gemara says, that there is an issa for an older person, anyone, any baradas, to allow ktanim to become tumah or to involve ktanim in tumah. That the particular parasha is talking about tumas kohenim. If you've got a young boy who is a kohen, then he himself is not instructed min haTorah to refrain himself from tumah. But gedolim are not allowed to bring him into a matzav of tumah. You can't take a young boy into a beis akvoras, a kohen, because gedolim are nizar not to involve ktanim, not to involve ktanim with any issa Torah. The emes is that this din is not only a din in tumah. We all know there's an issa to be machil nevelos to a kohen, not allowed to give macholas asuras to a child, etc. And there's a lot of discussion amongst the Meforshim about why this issa Torah is referred to dafke in the inyan of not being metame. Why is that? Why is the Hazir Gdolim al-Aktanim mentioned in Tumah more than another in Yonim? If L'Chaira, it's also true, this din, in other inyani, all mitzvahs will allow him in the Torah. And then Foshim explains, Zeh b'choy v'zeh b'choy, but an important yesoid. And that is when it comes to inyanim of Tumah v'Tahara, etc., because the Gedorim are not so easily defined sometimes, there's nothing concrete that one can be mechalik in seeing something which becomes Tomei and others, it's something which in the practical world sometimes is difficult to be able to define. So Mamela, there's an extra zahirus to be able to understand how Gdoilim need to deal with Ktanim in the Inyanim of Tumah v'Tahara. And briefly, what I'd like to say, Rabbi, is the following. That is, it's very, very important. We're getting to a stage at the moment, we've got to a stage where the necessity of the time is required that in order for our children to be able to continue their schooling program, which is very important for them, in order for them to have a program. So we need to be able to run our lessons, etc., with a different kind of a tzura. The tzura of a rebbe standing in front of all the children in the class or teach at the moment is something which can't be done. Be'ez Hashem, it will be bekorov in the right time. So it has to be done through the telephone system, etc., through whichever kind of modes of communication is appropriate to the person, the children that we're dealing with. But one thing is extremely important. We have to be very, very conscious of what kind of involvement we are allowing our children to be involved in with all the inyanim of technology. We have to be very conscious in terms of time, in terms of schedules, in terms of how much we're allowing our children to be involved. And I'd like to mention it's extremely important. Let's talk about the telephone system, Davila. Many children have got their mobiles because that's what they need to be able to have their lessons. And I'm not questioning that. But we have to ask ourselves, is their involvement in the mobiles, is it limited to just the uses of the lessons? I don't think it is, and I don't think it's even practical to expect that for most of our children. But it's extremely important that we should place limitations. We shouldn't be coming to a stage where school children are now automatically having mobiles and phones as part of their routine lives. For an example, I'd like to mention one or two examples. Not everything can be mentioned just in the format, in the framework of this clip. And I'd like everybody to ask themselves, to make this discussion with themselves, with their families, with their spouses, and take advice. Pinch yourself and ask yourself, what's going on at home at the moment? What needs to be? Is it controlled? Are we comfortable with the situation that we're in? And if we're not, we have to work towards making something which is right, which is appropriate for us, but it's controlled and it's disciplined. For example, I think that all of us should not allow the school children to be going to bed with mobile phones. Everybody should have a certain time in the evening by which the phones should need to be put away safely, not in the cupboard. And I'm not talking about trying to police, I'm talking about trying to create a very positive kind of an attitude to what's appropriate and what's not appropriate with the use of the phones. We come to the end of the day, we've finished our lessons, we've done whatever, perhaps other things, a certain time, we put it away and finish. We don't need it when we go to bed and we don't need it as we wake up in the morning and times in between. That's an example of some kind of a control which I think is appropriate to everybody. I would like people also to get used to not having mobile phones around during meal times. I think even for many of us elderly people perhaps have lost a little bit of the sensitivity to the use of these things. But Al Kolponim, it's things which we need to think about, things which you need to bring under control. Certainly beyond that, and I really wanted to discuss beyond the inyan of mobile phones, to what degree we've allowed our children for needs of whatever educational or recreational needs, which are also relevant, but they need to be worked through. But it can mainly, you need to ask yourselves, have our children the ability to be able to say, not now, it's controlled, not this, not at this time, not at this kind of opportunity. We have to bring discipline and control into our use of what we're doing. It's extremely important. And I may say that there is a possibility that we can come through this with some kind of positive education about how moving forward we can allow ourselves to be involved in technology of today. If it's controlled, if it's disciplined, if it's understood how we use it and to what degree, etc. Controlled in all kinds of ways on the street. I don't want to see children speaking and using mobiles on the street, etc., etc., etc. All of us have to work through it and, I say, make a positive kind of conscious involvement in how we're going to deal with this. We can come through this with, even under the unfortunate circumstances where we find ourselves, there perhaps a certain element of positive education in how we're going to allow ourselves and going forward, what the involvement of technology will mean for us. But chalila, we can't allow ourselves to get to a point of a certain area of no return, to be in an area which we don't feel appropriate, which is not accountable for us, but the looseness of this situation has brought about. But I've said something which is very korva libi. It's something I've wanted to speak about to the olam. I've just decided today not to delay any longer. It's something which I'd like you to discuss and be mizboinen about very much with you, within yourselves, and to work out and discuss with the children. You want them to become stronger and better through this tkufa in all oifanim, and not chalila leave them stuck with it, with things which we really don't want them to have to be addicted to or involved with going forward. Rebbeinu Shlomo Halfen Taka, we all want to do our best, and we're all trying to do our best, and we're sure we're zeicher to come through this tkufa b'chesed v'rachmim, both with our physical, our emotional, and our spiritual welfare. Rebbeinu Shlomo Halfen, Zuzana Gutshabbos, and I just want to finish off with a bracha which has shaychus to today, the inyan of Pesach Sheni. The inyan is also just like the opportunity of bringing the korban repeats itself, but the skulas hayomim of korban Pesach is also relevant today. To those who take the matzah, they take it, and those who just think about it, and those who just didn't say tachnun today, we'll remind ourselves that as a man of skula, of geula, of brochar, of iskarvus, aris tzikrichim from all the shverim atzovim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Halfen, that we should be zeicher b'emes to aris tzikrichim in all from all the mitzorim, whatever it is, beruchnias, begashmias, spiritually, we should feel good, we should be happy, we should be relaxed, and we should be able to move forward from this day to Shabbos Kodesh and beyond with the grace of chizuk, with the grace of bracha, with thinking of each other, looking forward to meeting each other. The Vaila, I'd just like to greet you all and wish you all a good Shabbos, a good bench to Shabbos. Hatzlocha for the Zuma, hatzlocha for ourselves, and hatzlocha with the education of our children, which is something which we'll work through and think through and take. Sitting at home individually with the families has such great opportunities to be able to do chinuch in a true style of chinuch of parents with children. But we also have to make sure that the difficulties around us haven't allowed situations to come about which we're not comfortable with. We'll exercise discipline. We'll teach ourselves and children how to become disciplined people. Ourselves and the children, we all share bracha v'simcha b'ezer Hashem going forward for a very happy future.